Open source, genomics, and the question that won't resolve, is coding still worth learning? OpenSSH 10.4 released with characteristic quietness, 87 points, minimal drama. The update deprecates older cipher suites in preparation for post-quantum cryptography alignment and improves the SFTP subsystem. The project remains one of the best-maintained open-source security efforts in existence, and the brevity of the HN thread was itself a kind of compliment. Steve Krause's essay, Learning to Code is Still Worthwhile, generated 223 comments against 230 points, a high comment-to-score ratio signaling genuine disagreement. Krause argues that programming education retains value even as AI coding assistants accelerate, but that the valuable skills are shifting from syntax and API memorization toward higher-level reasoning, system design, problem decomposition, and understanding what correct behavior looks like. The HN thread fractured into distinct camps. One agreed but narrowed the claim. What remains valuable is not coding generically, but developing a mental model of computation that enables effective use of AI tools. A second argued that the return on investment in deep programming expertise is declining relative to other skills, even as the skill itself stays useful. A third predicted that within 5 years, the capability gap between vibe coding with AI and professional software engineering will be too narrow to support a meaningful wage premium. A personal write-up on sequencing one's own genome using Oxford Nanopore's MinION device, a USB sequencer roughly the size of a thumb drive, placed the current cost of a whole genome sequence at under $500 in reagents for someone willing to do the lab work. The Human Genome Project cost approximately $2.7 billion and took 13 years to sequence a single human genome. The democratization is real, and on the evidence of the piece, already accessible to motivated hobbyists. Two pieces of engineering history rounded out the day. Delos, the interlocking concrete wavebreaker shapes invented in East London, South Africa in 1963 by Eric Merrifield, and since deployed on coastlines across every continent, inspired a warm 71-point thread about engineering knowledge that becomes global while its origin fades. The Rotman lens, a passive microwave beamforming device from the 1960s that steers antenna beams without active phase shifters and is experiencing renewed interest in millimeter wave 5G and radar applications, surfaced after its Wikipedia article received a significant update. Both threads reflected the HN community's recurring affection for the history of physical engineering.